A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, August the 3rd, 2017. Welcome to the women's segment, the women's roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the just-ended Mandela Washington Fellowship Conference in Washington. And we'll also be taking a look at the National Breastfeeding Week observed from the 1st to the 7th of August in Zimbabwe and worldwide. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
And we are also on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. Lobanjalogu, www.voashona.com. Lobanjalogu, www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook pages. So if you haven't liked us yet, go and like VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation right now. Welcome again if you're just joining us. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the just-ended Mandela Washington Fellowship Conference in Washington, and we'll also be taking a look at the National Breastfeeding Week, which is observed from the 1st of October of August to the 7th. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
And the Mandela Washington Fellowship ended in Washington yesterday, with one of Zimbabwe's representatives, Constance Karoro, winning a 10,000 grant to enhance her manufacturing business back home. Karoro is the creative director of Coco Seed Culture, a multifaceted fashion business which focuses on fashion, technical skills training, design, manufacturing, and retail. She was part of the 60 Zimbabweans who participated in the program.
Let's take a listen at an interview I had with Miss Karoro and two other young ladies who were part of the YALI Fellowship, telling us about their view on the program so far.
Ininzini Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, ndiri muno mu Washington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka. Tine madzimai vechidiki vaviri vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Regaitinzwe kwavari kuti ndianani uyezve zvirongwa izvi zvanga zvakamira sei.
Ini ndinonzi Connie Karoro. Ndanga ndiri ku Lehigh University iri mu Pennsylvania. Program inoyo yanga kanaka zvikuru, takakwanisa kudzidza zvinhu zvakawanda. Main thing chatakadzidza ndechekuti ma solutions edu enyika yedu atimawane kunze, tinofanira kumawana matiri. So that was zvandakadzidza.
Ini ndinoitwa Leanne Shoniwa. Ndandiri ku Clark Atlanta, ku Atlanta. And experience ine yati dzidzisa isusu kuti tinofana kubatana. And takaona isusu kuti patakaungana, tine a lot of things zvatinogona kudzidzisana kwatiri kubva. Unoona munhu ari kuTanzania anogona kukubatsira neproblem yaunayo iwewo kuZimbabwe. Saka takaona stede kuti muno muAfrica ka tine zvinhu zvatinogona kubatsirana kuti tisimudzire continent ino yeAfrica. Hatifanire kuramba tichingoramba tichienda kunze, but zvakawanda zvatiri kutsvaga zvitorimo muAfrica. But tikangoda kungobatsirana chete, kungobvunza kuti kuno kutaita dambudziko kuno kuZimbabwe, variko kana kuGuinea, vanogona kuti isusu maybe tinogona kubatsirana nechakati. Nekuti magroup wekataiita kumauniversity ataita akatiratidza kuti kubatana ndiko kunoita kuti tikwanise kuti maproblems edu akawanda tikwanise kuwana masolutions.
Kuna sisi koni tunaona kuti imi muri kunzi makawana grant. Ii zviri kufamba sei? Pane vamwe ku Zimbabwe vakawana.
Yes, ndakawana grant. Ndakawina grant. Yes. Yekukwanisa ku expand a business rangu. And tanga tiri 35 my finalist. And of those 35 ndine ku Zimbabwe. Thank you.
I business ripi ramuri kuita uyezve pane mari here inouya nemubairo iwoyi muchaishandisa sei?
Inini ndiri mu manufacturing. Ndino ndine factory andinayo and ndinosonera ma designers. Ndova linka nema markets. So this grant ndiye kuti ndikwanise ku expand a business rangu, ndiite more rich and to improve my efficiencies of business rangu. Yes.
Asini maumira wakaita zvinhu zvinoitika here nokuti muri kuno ehe kutaura kwakanaka zvinozogoneka here masvika kumusha?
Yes, this is a very i company ine mutsigo vatone ma offices avo across Africa. Mm-hmm. And andifunge kuti vane ma cash flow problems atinawe ekumusha, but they've definitely guaranteed kuti muchisvika tinokuudzai ma dates amuchawana mari yacho, mokwanisa kuti tokudispesera imari, mokwanisa kuita zvamunokwanisa kuita. Mm-hmm. which is really zvatiri kunyita because kumba hakuna mari, so this is really a blessing honestly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Tuenda kwa murimi tirikuona kuti makati imi makabatana muri vaviri nemumwe musikana wechitatu, pane zvamuruda kutanga ndezvei?
Okay, isisu tiri 3 takaona kuti program inei yakanaka zvikuru and tabva kuno ku America. Tinenge tichida kuona kuti vanhu vari kuitei kunyika dzavo. Zviri kushanda here zvatiri kudzidza izvi? Zviri kubatsira here kuti isisu tikwanise kuva inspired kuti tirambe tichingoshanda, because sometimes kana wabva pane program zvinonetsa kuti urambe uri motivated uchiramba uchiita basa, but ukaona vamwe vanhu vachiramba vachiita zvavari kuita ka unousimudzika kuti uti inini regai ndiite sei, regai nditoo zvimwe, regai ndirambe ndichiita sei, ndichiita basa rangu. Saka tinoda kuorganiza something chinongoratidza zviri kuita vanhu and kungopa recognition kune vanhu vari kuita zviri pamusorosoro vari kuita zvinhu zvakawanda sereki munyika dzavo.
Koni motipawo muchidimbo kuti zvii zvamuri kutarisira semudzimai zvamadzidza zvamuchaenda kunopa kurova vamwe kumusha?
Chandanyanya kudzidza ini ndechekuti it's time for us to kutora ma position in leadership as vakadzi, not just in business but in politics, in our country, in different things, in industry. Saka ndozvandakanyanya kufunda kuti yangu waye kuti tisumuke titore ma positions, because people are making my decisions for us. It's time for us to be part of those making very serious and decisions that affect us nevana vedu. So ndo chinhu chandakanyanya kubata, saka you watch this space.
All right. Inini ndingangoda kungoti kune uya musikana ari kutarisa ari kuti inini ndinokwanisa sei kuti ndipinde muchirongwa aka zvinogoneka. Isusuwo tanga tiriwo vasikana vaingotarisa vachionawo kuti vamwe vari kuenda sei, unongoaplya. Hazviitwe nevanhu vane vakanyanyokomborerwa kunge hameno. Munhu wese chero uchifamba murodhi kudai so unogona kungowana opportunity. Saka zvinoda iwewe kuti just believe in yourself kuti anything that you put your mind to unogona kuzviita.
Aiwa madzimai mazvinzwira mega vane nzeve vanzwa. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
We heard the PJ from some of the Yali fellows I had the pleasure of meeting earlier on. Over to you.
Yeah, and meanwhile in Zimbabwe or worldwide, this week we're commemorating Breastfeeding Week, which is celebrated the first week of August worldwide. We'll be looking at some of the benefits of breastfeeding. The United Nations theme for this year's observance, held from the 1st to the 7th of August, is Women and Work, Let's Make It Work, which emphasizes the need for better support systems and policies to enable working mothers to breastfeed. Siyalambulela ke uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje, uhlelo sihluzeni bomama lapho isikhanyela khona izandlube izankathaze ukuphumelela lokunye okunjalo okuphathelane labesifazana lamantombazana kulolu hlelo sisakaza singaphasi ngase Washington DC Melika. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sigxile kakhulu ekukhangeleni uhlelo lolu olusanda kugqitshwa lapho lizwe amantombazana abuye kuhlelo olwe Mandela Washington Fellowship program olugqitshwe izolo. Lapho ke laba abesakhulayo abadabuka ngase Africa ababuye khona ngapha ngase Melika bahlala amaviki ayisithupha, 6 weeks, bese makolitshini ehlukeneyo befundela belolonga ubungcitshi babo kwemisebenzini ehlukeneyo, ingabe ngeyesayensi, ingabe ngezemidlalo, ingaba ngezamabhizimusi lokunye okwehlukeneyo. Lapho ke kulamantombazana amabili amathathu akhulunywe lawo Marvelous khathesi ngolimi lwesishona ngabanye baqembu lona lelo elivele eZimbabwe abangamashumi ayisithupha. Sike saba labo njalo abasakhulayo laba ikakhulu kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection ngolwesibili lapho sibe labo baba lichumi. Saba labo njalo kuhlelo zethu ezehlukeneyo. Ngale iviki njalo sinanza umhlaba wonke amazwe omhlaba benanza iviki yokukhuthaza ukumunyiswa kwengane esanda kuzalwa ibele likamama okwenyanga eziyisithupha zakuqala zempilo yabo. Yikho ke sikhuluma ngesiphazizaphatha njalo ngalolu hlelo olokukhuthaza umama ukubana bamunyise abantwana bangaze babanika uchago olungasilo lwebele uchago lwemagabheni kumbe uchago olusengiweyo ngaphandle kokuba nxa umama kukuthi ulomkhuhlane othize kumbe uyagula kumbe njalo ngumama lwana ongenelisi ukuthi munyise umntwana. Abezempilo bakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi umama amunyise umntwana okwenyanga eziyisithupha zakuqala zempilo yakhe. Ngizwa lapha kubana sisilo omunye wabaphatheke kuhlelo lolu olwe Mandela Washington Fellowship okhonapha ngaseMelika. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo malume.
Ye, hayi ngiyathaba ukuthi linginquse ehlelweni lwenu.
Ye, ungathi kafukafu ngamafitshane ukuthi wena vele kade ulande ukuzokwenza izifundo bani njalo kukuphathise okungakanani empilweni yakho.
Okay, mina njengomuntu odesigner impahla namalembu uhlelo lolu bembona lufanele ukuthi njengoba i-industry yethu eZimbabwe ifunctiona at 10% of its capacity yona eyayisebenza iphezulu kwamanye amazwe njalo yayi-employer yayilezisebenzi eziningi kakhulu.
Yeah.
Uhlelo lolu ngabona kulithuba lokuthi sizobonisa abanye amazwe ayenza njani mhlawumbe into esingayithatha lathi siyisebenzise kwelikamthwakazi mhlawumbe singavuselela ama-industries ethu.
Yeah.
So izifundo ezamphathisa kakhulu ngama-leadership skills then loku-reframe i-problem loku-reframe ama-solutions and ngahlangana lama-designers alapha ayiwo adawacebisa ukuthi into endabeni ezinje kufanele ukuthi kuyenze kanje. So hhayi ngathola ulwazi olujulileyo sibili.
Ye, ubona ngani luzaphathisa na nganxa sikhanyele umumo okhona ngasekhaya ukuba isimo somnotho kasimanga kahle lokunye okuningi-ningi?
Ye, olunye uhlelo engalenzayo ngikhona phana kwaba ngolweyo ngokukhangela inkinga ngendlela ethiyeneyo ukuthi kasiyonke inkinga elentwendi kumele sikhangele ngelinye iliso. So bengizitshela ukuthi ngingafika nje ekhaya ngizame lami ukusebenzisa elinye iliso elifihlakeleyo ukuthi ngibone ukuthi inkinga singayixazulula njani. Uma kusehlula hhayi kusho ukuthi kuyabe sokumele sisama amanye amaqhinga kodwa kwakathesi sengithi ngiyezama ukuthi ngisebenzise lokhu engikufundile.
Ye. Nxa ukhangele uqathanisa labakwenzayo ngapha labakwenzayo kwamanye amazwe ase-Africa kwezomcecho, ubona ngani iZimbabwe layo iyathuthuka kumbe iyancintisa layo ku world stage?
Amanga mabi talent silaleli eZimbabwe.
Yeah.
Okwesilayo nje kuphela ukuthi sizifake endaweni evumelayo ukuthi i-talent lethu libonakale kahle.
Yeah. Ubona inkuthazo bani ongayipha kwabasakhulayo labo abafuna ukungena kweze fashion designing.
Kweze fashion designing. Okufuna layo kuphela luthando. I-fashion designing ayidingi ukuthi uyihambele esikolo. Mina angiyihambelanga esikolo kodwa ngenxa yokuthi ngiyathanda ezomceco.
Yeah.
Njalo ngilesifiso sokuthi ngiyakholwa ukuthi okugqokileyo kutho kukhuluma okuningi ngokuthi wena uyisimo bani.
Yeah.
Ngakho nxa uvele ukuqakathekisa khona lokho kuyafuna umuntu azame noma ungahamba ngesikolo uzame ukuthi khonokho okuthandayo ukujulisise ukubone kusukuphila kube liphuphe liphilayo uqale noma ngapha kudinga ukuthi uzuqale esikolo qala noma ngapha.
Ye. Wena vele usungule ngapi sibili empilweni yakho ukuthi uzuzubona ukuthi uphiwe ekulomsebenzi?
Na ngile background ku human resources.
Mm.
Kodwa ngoba vele ngizalwa ngangivele ngithande ukucheca and kuhle ngoba umama yena uyi craft production officer uyi community worker kodwa uyi craft production officer as well, so angilahlekanga kangako ngoba kwase kwaba natural ukuthi ngitransition ethizayo.
Suke waya ncintisa emazweni ngike ngabona kuye waya lase South Africa.
Yeah, hayi sengike ngafika bazijabulela impahla kodwa ngananzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi abathanda impahla yilaba abangaphandle kwe-Africa.
Yeah. Hayi bamba khonapho ecingweni sizabe lokhu sixoxa lapho lalaphayana uze usuke nxa kuyukuthi uyabo sufuna ukuhamba uzasitela nje.
Okay.
Yeah. Bamba khonapho ecingweni Marvelous.
PJ, madzimai aya ndakasangana nawo uko vechidiki newe unonzwa moyo wako kunyatsofara kudai kuti zvechokwadi Zimbabwe ine vana vasikana nevakomana vane talent uyezve vane tarisiro yekuti tinotarisiro yekuti remangwana redu rinenge rakanaka. Nasi pachirongwa chedu Women's Round Table chemadzimai tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda kumusangano weMandela Washington Fellowship, nyanya kubva kune madzimai kuti vakaona musangano wakamira sei, uyezve takafadzwa tichinzwa nezuro kuti pane chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chakawanikwa icho chichipiwa tingati uye chakawana icho grant yekuti abatsirikane iye kuti aenderere mberi nebhizimusi rake kuZimbabwe. I had the pleasure of actually speaking to the young lady, so let's take a look at what she had to say about the grant that she got.
Welcome to the Women's Roundtable. Right now we're at the Yali Summit at the Washington Mandela Washington Fellowship, where we have some women who are actually from Zimbabwe that were attending the fellowship. So I'm going to just hand over the mic so they can introduce themselves and tell us about the summit and how it went.
Hi, my name is Leanne Shoniwa. I went to Clark Atlanta University, there in Atlanta, and the summit has been quite an emotional and very good experience for all of us. Obviously, being reunited, we were all scattered across different states, so it was good to see to be together once again. And also it's kind of bittersweet for all of us because now we're saying goodbye to the people we had formed such good bonds with at our different universities. So, and it's also very good to see, it's 1,000 of us all in one place, and it's so many different colors, so many different looks and people, languages. It's like, it's amazing to see Africa all in one place. Yes.
Hi, thank you, Marvelous. My name is Connie Karoro. I was at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The summit, I think in the beginning, was a bit overwhelming. Just like seeing 1,000 people in one place. I had to like space out a little bit just to take it all in. But the moment I did, it's been really amazing. Getting to meet so many different people, getting to meet my peers, new friends from their different countries, different languages. And like Leanne was saying, it was very emotional as well because you realize this is the last bit. You've been with people for 6 weeks. You've been making bonds with people for life for the past 6 weeks. And now it's like it's all drawing towards an end. So it's been very emotional, but also very special. So, yeah, it's been really good. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Tini. I was at Rutgers University studying business and entrepreneurship. I think I agree with the ladies as well that the summit has been very overwhelming. 1,000 loud, opinionated Africans in one place just for 3 days has been amazing. But I think the same thing, it's just amazing to find that there are 1,000 people, but we're all like-minded. Coming from different backgrounds, different lifestyles, but we all have the same goals and dreams for Africa. So I think that's been the most inspirational thing for me for the summit. But I'm also feeling like it's over too soon. Yeah.
Also, you just told me earlier on that you're actually thinking of forming something together. Did this come up as a result of YALI or you were already working together? What initiative are you guys going to be doing?
We had the snippet of an interview, which you can actually listen to on our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page and also on a VOA Studio 7 on the internet. PJ, over to you.
Yeah. What is Samuele Umhlonitshwa, Honorable Khumalo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu. Lapho ke sikuze sikhulume ngohlelo lolo kumbe umkhankaso wokukhuthaza omama ukuthi bamunyise abantwana.
Lapho ngizwa likhuluma ingathi bekulomhlangano omkhulu obekuhlangene abantu.
Mandela Washington Fellowship kumbe YALI lapho ke abasakhulayo akade bebuthene khona ababuye okwamaviki ayisithupha kodwa ke sebegqibeke izifundo zabo baba lomhlangano omkhulu sebechithekene sebebuyela ngasemakhaya. Kodwa ke sithe sihlanganise lalolu hlelo njengoba kuyona le iviki yokuthi abantu bakhuthaze omama ukuthi bamunyise abantwana.
Njengoba kungabantu abatsha bake bakufunda khonoku ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi bamunyise abantwana isikhathi sonke.
Ngingathi engxenye kulabo akade bebuye kwezempilakahle engxenye bangabe bekufundile kodwa iningi labo kade beyifunda nje izifundo ezehlukeneyo zingabe ngezamabhizimusi ngizangaba ngizani kodwa ke wena sikunxuse labanye ukuthi sibuye sizokhuluma sidibanise udaba lona lolo lalolo olokumunyisa.
Okay. Hayi kulungile mama wami. Mina ke ngitholakele Mahlangu.
Yeah.
Ngithethwe nguKhumalo.
Yebo Mahlangu.
Ngenza i-nutrition kudaladala umhlaba usancobeka. Mina ngenza i-masters yami ku-nutrition ngo-1982.
Yeah.
E-University ye-London.
Yeah.
So bengisebenza ke since then. Sukela khonapho senza umsebenzi we-nutrition. Ngile kuthaba kakhulu ngento ye-breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Into eyangenza ukuthi ngithabe kakhulu nge-breastfeeding. Ngathi ngifika lapha eZimbabwe ngo-82. Nganikwa umsebenzi wokukhangela i-province. I-Mat North le-Mat South kwakusahlangene. Kwaze ngo-1982, kwehlukaniswa ngo-1984.
Yeah.
So ngase ngisiye e-Mat North. Ngaba lokuthanda kakhulu ukufundisa, ukusebenza ngincedisa omama ukuthi ba-breastfeed.
Yeah.
Kwakusiba labantwana, amantombazana ayesukabele labantwana. Abanye befuna ukubuya esikolweni, abanye befuna ukuya emsebenzini. Mina ke ngase ngicela ukuthi ngincedisane labo gugu ukuthi bathatha abantwana laba bazukulu babo laba babamunyise futhi saba ngaba le program eyokuthi abantwana abazelwe ngani abantwana babantwana ogugu bamunyise abantwana babo sibabuyisele ukuthi babamunyise singaxoxa labo sibili kuhle ogugu laba babe bamunyisa sibili uchago luphume umntwana azimunyele kugugu so ungabona ukuthi i-breastfeeding ngiyithanda kangakanani
kuyenzeka khona lokhu ukuthi ugogo osegcine ukuba lomntwana amunyise
sasikwenza sibili labo dokotela sisajoyinana ukuthi sibili sikwenze khonokho ungakhuluma kuhle laye ugogo angazazonda akhabe ukuthi umzukulu wakhe uthehlezi laye basuka bamunyisa abantwana babo
Yeah.
Bese ngisithi la laba abantu abantu omama abasuka bazithwale masinyane bengakaplanela ukuthi
babele ngane yeah.
Yeah. Abazibona sebe zithwele. Bese bekufuna ukukhupha umntwana embeleni khonapho ukuthi ungamunyiswele umntwana uza uyagula athe kunjani njani
yeah.
Mina ngangihle ngangibafundise ukuthi umntwana ngamunyela umkhuphe slowly akulamsebenzi ukuthi umunyeli kangakulamkhuhlane akulani okwenza ukuthi umntwana abe lomkhuhlane acake ahude yikuthi uphonga unyomo lwebeleni usesiyanika omunye usesiyanika ugogo usesiyaphekela iphoriki umntwana bese kuthi hantu yambona ukuthi ucakile njani umunyeli kodwa okhutshwa kuhle lanxa emunyeli unina bese abesemqalisa ukumnika okunye ukudla kuhle elokho ehlala lo nina ekhona edugogo awula mntu enzakalayo
awula nkinga vele
yikwesaba nje ukuthi abadala babe usenzeni ukuthi ngiyabona abantu bangazibazithwala belabantwana abancinyane
umama ngamunyisa yini azayebelele omunye umntwana
hhatshi ukumunyisa azayebeletha kuyahlupha ngokuthi umama ngeke adlele abantu abathathu phela useza kudla ukudla kwakhe adlele umntwana osesisini adlela lo omunyayo ukumenza ukuthi sithi thina ngamkhuphe slowly at least nxa engenelisa inyanga eyodwa elokhu emkhupha emfumbu kumlisa mbijana mbijana ikuze kube yinyanga angazaphi ukumethusa nje umntwana
ye
hayi akula lutho lwenzakalayo ngitsho umntwana uyazikhulela kuhle ngoba babengibuza babebelokhu ethanza nemani sisikhumalo kambi umntanami ngilokhu ngimunyisa kambi umntanami baze babona baze bejwayele omama abaningi base bebuya uthi khangela heyi ngiyakwazi ukuthi wamunyela yena lomntwana kodwa ha useright abantu bayanikwa isibindi
bamba khonapho amahlangu asike sithathe omunye njalo umhlonitshwa ongena kuhlelo lwethu.
Okay.
Eunice Dlamini vave popa chirongwa.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Linjani.
Yes, go na Linjani wena. I know you said that you know you're not going to spend a lot of time. Maybe just give us in brief. You know, we're looking at breastfeeding week this week. What's the importance of breastfeeding, especially you know when we look at the way the economy is for young mothers and you know and the baby.
Okay. Breastfeeding is important for both, definitely, especially in the early weeks when the mother has delivered. That's the means of her maybe trying to return back to her normal body, especially the womb, the stomach that it has gone up. So the hormonal issues take course and they can help it. Bring down her weight. And for both of them, it's very good bonding. I've yet to see anything that can bring a mother and a child together close,
mm-hmm.
apart from breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice the baby when they're breastfeeding,
mm-hmm.
they are looking up right into the mother's eyes.
Yes.
They are playing, they are kicking, they are doing everything. And as a result, the child realizes and identifies who their mother is.
Mm-hmm. But we've seen a lot of the younger mothers these days, PJ, shying away from breastfeeding their children. I don't know, you know, what the situation is on the ground. What are you finding, especially for the new younger mothers?
It's a big challenge. If you notice, it's not only about breastfeeding or younger mothers. There's mm-hmm. so many things that have changed amongst our incoming generation, if I may call them.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much belief and so much things in their heads and so much thinking. Their life is fast.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding is wasting my time. I don't have time to relax and give 2 hours or an hour to the baby
mm-hmm.
when I can do other things.
Mm-hmm.
So they just have the baby, and very few of them will breastfeed.
Mm.
So we are losing it in the socialization,
mm-hmm.
trying to talk to our young mothers, understanding the importance of breastfeeding. We are really losing our young generation.
Mm-hmm. And also maybe on the young baby itself, what are some of the benefits of breastfeeding?
For the young baby?
Yes.
You know, that's where the baby gets its proteins for the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the baby gets its nutritious meal when they are not able to chew, they're not able to eat other things. You know, the first 6 months is only solely breastfeeding. So mm-hmm. that's where they get their nutrients, that's where they get their water.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same milk that builds their bones,
mm-hmm.
the children's bones. If you notice, children who are not breastfeed, some of them, they go to even 10, 11 months without even showing one tooth.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Aiwa, thank you so much. We don't want to keep you for long so that next time you will come when you're in a better position. So we're going to say goodbye to you, and I hope that, you know, our sincere condolences. I know you told us that you lost somebody. So thank you so much for being on our program.
Thank you so much.
Abantu abatsha abathi bezalwa abazali babo bakhuluma kakhulu ngobuhle be-breastfeeding labo baza breastfeeder abantwana banamhla yikuthi izinto lezi thina abazali sisuka singaziqakathekisi singaqophi ngazo ebantwaneni ungatshela umntwana breastfed children are usually clever.
Yeah.
They are cleverer than the others.
Mm.
That is, in my opinion, mina ngaku practice ngaku bona. I had just finished my education. I wanted to prove what we have been told that everything is there. These mm-hmm. children are like this. Bengithi ngilaphe ngihamba khona anti ngesinto ukuthi umntwana ungaziwa umhambisa ngapho uzahotshe umoya uzanjani njani mina wami ngahamba laye everywhere ngangisebenze edinga ngisebenze eMatisouth eBite Bridge ngangihamba laye
PJ, maybe if we can also go back to the Yali fellow as well, so we can mix it up.
Yeah. Hayi, so wathi ngubamba umlomo khona lapho.
I understand that she dropped, but anyway, Mama, please hold on.
Let's just go to our Facebook pages so we can welcome some of those that are actually live streaming with us, because they've been sending very encouraging messages for the Yali Fellows, you know, saying they're really inspired by what they are seeing the young ladies doing. At a time, like we said earlier on, where we are also discussing about breastfeeding. So we have some experts here who are helping us look at what are the advantages, especially for the young child and the mother too. So tina imbayaru mkondo, arukuti makasimba ireva na ve Zimbabwe, pa Facebook page ye VOA Shona. Kana muri pano mchida kutiti kufonere inyora ipa pa namba zenyu, tunovatazo kufonere Melusi Moyo Machaya, arukuti halo, takatere ratiri pano, pa South Africa. No more mandaza. Arukuta, I appreciate this wonderful live talk program, PJ. Anzi, tiripo pa mamonya ipapo. Saka PJ, urimonya o. Crispin Zambarisa, arukuti, siya eja muru kuita nao. Mkoma Crispin. Ajito titi siya eja turu kuita. Nekuti pano pachiro nguwa chema zina ipijia andiri. Saka tinukutenda mkoma Crispin manyura ipo pano. Tanaka Dillon arikuti, good evening, aiwa, makadi iwo mkoma. Mairwe ii mpombu, arikuti, hello, tinei kahara, arikuti, pakadi iko apo. Aiwa, pano pari nani, tombo enda kwa uri PJ, pane jiripo ere, pa Facebook page, debele, timbonzwa.
Ngilabantu asaves joinile, emba nusile kutiba joine, lilani linuse abanye, ukuze silale lesiba nengi, kulo sambulo dube. Kulo Bongani Patrick Dube, kulo Emma, kulo Mike Ove, kulo Tokasove na utena na Yali, well done, proud of the young ladies. Kulo Roya Olinda, Austin, what war, nicest. Kulo Sihle, BB, o Beatrice, usisa Sibanda Ngube, siyakubona ukhona lapha, uyasekela Clara Njazimu Ringapasi, Tenjiwe Mahlangu, Viki Kandimba, Nosi Zom, Liliwa Ngube, ukhona kona lapho, abafuna ukungena uhlelo lobanini inombolo zenu zocingo, siqoqe, sihlaziye udaba. Sihlaziye sikuhlelo khona lapha. Sokulomlalelo khona lapha uRebecca Ndlovu. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Siyabonga baba.
Yeah. Ungasiphathisa lawe kuhlelo lwethu. Nxa ufuna ukukhuluma ngeze yali kumbe ukhuluma ngeze breastfeeding. Ukuqakatheka kokumunyisa.
Ukukhuluma ngeze
breastfeeding. Yeah.
Ngikhuluma ngokuqakatheka kwe-breastfeeding.
Yebo, ukhululekile, qhubeka phambili.
Njengomongikazi ngiyaqakathekisa kakhulu ukuthi omama bamunyise abantu babo. Kuqakathekile ukuthi bamunyise abantu babo ngoba uchago lukamama lulakho konke okulungele ukukhula kwengane. Ulakho ukudla okukhulisayo esikuthi ngesilungu ama-proteins, ama-carbohydrates, ama-vitamins, konke okulungele ukuthi akhule. La masotsha aqinisa umzimba aphuma echageni likamama yikho siqakathekisa ukuthi omama bamunyise izingane zabo at least okwe-6 months bengakabaniki okunye ukudla.
Kungani kuthiwa 6 months and njalo enganikwa loba amanzi loba okunye ukudla?
Lona uchago lukamama lulakho konke. Akudingeki ukuthi kuhlanganiswe lokunye ukudla ngoba kungahlanganiswa okunye ukudla lokho okungayisikho okungekho echagweni lukamama. Aba kuthi ngama-artificial feeds lokho kuza kwenza ukuthi umntwana aqine esegula ukugula okunjengesihudo kumbe lokho abakuthi yi-allergy esesiya le minye imikhuhlane ayibambayo. Kodwa okukamama kuvele kulungele khona ukuthi umntwana vele akumkhulise kuhle kungala konke lokho okunye okuzamkhathaza, ukugula, ama-allergy, isihudo, konke okungenzakala nje emntwaneni okungalunganga.
Abanye ngabangabuza ukuthi umama nxa kuyikuthi ngulwana ophila legciwane lengculaza kumele amunyise na kumbe engamunyisi?
umama kumele amunyise nxa elegcikwane nxa esevele ebelethele esibhedlela babe sebemnikile ama-antiretroviral drugs amaphilisi abathi ngama-ARVs bangamnika wona ayehlisa igcikwane emzimbeni wayo njalo lo mntwana layo uyabe sephiwe sekumvikelayo ukuthi nxa emunye uchago lukamama angawathathi la magcikwane ayekuyo ngoba kunzima ukuthola imali ukuthi athenge uchago lolu lumagabheni kulula-ke nxa emupha uchago lwakhe exclusively khonaze i-6 months uzathola ukuthi umntwana akhe uyaphila kuhle engamphanga igcikwane lo mntwana engamukelanga igcikwane ngoba uyabe ezivikelekile as long as evikelekile i-virus igcikwane liyabe seliphansi emzimbeni wakhe
yikho-ke libakhuthaza ukuthi bamunyise kungakhathalekile ukuthi uyisimo bani
ye sikhuthaza wonke umama ukuthi kamunyise ungalali nokuthi ulale igcikwane kumbe akalale ngoba luvele uchago luyikudla komntwana okuvele kuyimvelo udalwe nguNkulunkulu ukuthi yikudla kwakhe kulingene kuyo yonke into kuvele kuqaliwe vele ngemvelo ukuthi kuzalingana ukukhula kwakhe umntwana kungalaki ukuthi akhathazeke
ye hayi bamba khonapha ecingweni nkosikazi sizabe lokhu sibuyela kula kuwe Marvelous, I don't know whether you want to say something, but I wanted to go back to
Maybe let's Honorable take Kumali. Also what people are saying on the Studio 7 Facebook page. We haven't acknowledged. If you're live streaming with us on the Studio 7, VOA Studio 7 Facebook page, thank you. We have Bata and Divarguti, Willard Mazaya, Alfred Chiwata, watching live from Zimbabwe. Samuel Nyamaruti from Johannesburg, Nkosilati Mazi, Arguti Isu, we are watching from Japan. Power Yafuti message, PJ Panapa from Muzi, Ngube, who's here in the US, Arguti, breastfeeding is the best way to nurture an infant, no doubt. However, for the young generation now, this doesn't go with the 21st century bling bling anymore because they don't want allegedly for their breasts to sag as a result of breastfeeding. So it's more of a Western fashion thing for the young stock now. So he's saying that from a pharmacist's point of view. Mm-hmm. So interesting, you know, contributions there. And also some people still saying they are really happy about what the young ladies are doing at Yali. So you go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to Honorable Tholakale Khumalo. She said something in Ndebele that I wanted to articulate in English, she said, normally when we were growing up, it was taboo in our culture to be breastfeeding mm-hmm. whilst you are pregnant. They tended to say it might affect the baby that you are breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. And then she was saying she started up a program mm-hmm. in the 80s where when the girls wanted to go back to school, the grandmothers actually breastfed the infants mm-hmm. as well as the program to continue breastfeeding even though you had gotten pregnant whilst you haven't planned. Mm. Can you articulate that, Honorable Kumal?
You want me in English?
Yes, in English now.
What? In English?
Yes.
Oh-ho, I am saying, in the 80s, when I was a nutritionist, mm-hmm. and we discovered that the girls got pregnant and wanted to go back to work, and they brought the children to the grandmothers, to the grandmother of the child. We counseled the grandmother of the baby, and I asked her to breastfeed her grandchild. Mm. And they did that. And did the complementary feeding when it came to the starting of the supplementary feeding, and we continued
the grandmother continued breastfeeding as well as feeding the baby with the different other foods. Mm-hmm. The importance of the grandmother's feeding is to reduce the areas with the children who were fed the milk, the artificial foods, the tinned milk and so forth. Those got diarrhea at the end, they died. But if the gogo is breastfeeding, as well as the child eating these other things, that child does not get the serious diarrhea which the non-breastfeeding children get. Mm-hmm. So the reduction in the diseases is still there, even though they are using their grandmother's milk. Anyway, my sister, the firstborn of my mother, was breastfed by my grandmother. So it was not a new thing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because we saw it working, and it mm-hmm. really went very well. Mm-hmm. And the children, the diarrhea was reduced.
Mm. And thank you.
The children who were born and breastfed, mm-hmm. and those children who were born and not breastfed, I did the comparison, and I have a report which I did, which is in the annual report, mm-hmm. where we compared the children who were breastfeeding and the children who were not, the diarrhea. And when it got worse when they had measles, mm-hmm. but the breastfed children, their diarrhea was mild, even if they were crawling. You know, we usually say, well, the child is teething, now it's going to get the diarrhea. The serious diarrhea is for the child who is not breastfed. Mm-hmm. But the child who is breastfeeding, the diarrhea is not that serious.
Honorable, thank you very much. We're just going to hold you a little bit right now, but we're going to come back to you. Thank you for that very informative contribution right there. I understand that, you know, at the Yali Mandela Washington Fellowship PJ, they also had a talent contest where some of the Zimbabweans who were at different colleges got together with other nations and either sang, danced, did poetry, you know, did different things. So we have, I understand, a video of one of the productions that was done where the young Mandela Washington Fellows from Zimbabwe when other nations were dancing to Selma Mtukudzi's song called Hangasa. Let's go to that video and just see. They also took a breather and danced a little bit. Yeah.
PJ uri kuona apo taona isu soma mutukudzi nechimbo chake hangasa pfepa mamunya ipapo kuno ku Washington maamuri kuona apo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakabatana nevamo vanobva kune zvimwe nyika vanga vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vari pane yavaitivo Talent Night apo paitwa zvekuimba nezvekutamba sekuona kuna PJ vamwe vari kutamba apa musikana mumwe murefu uyo ndewe kuZimbabwe anoita zvedesigning nezve choreography nezvimwe kozo ya Grace Chirumanzi ishamwari yedu anoita zvema sports saka shout out to you Grace mutori wenharo anoita zvema sports asi mazuvana anga ari kuita zvimwe zvakasiyana siyana consultancy yema sports nezvimwewo asi tongoti shout out kwauri Grace Nanyari tinokutendai kumirira Zimbabwe uyezve nekuunza Selma Mutukudzi pano paWashington tombodzokera kune honorable vanga vari kutaura nezve breastfeeding uyezve nezvekunaka kwayakaita nyanya kuvana vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti kana ndanyatsonzwisisa pane zvavo explain PJ kuti vane chirongwa chavari kuencourage ivo kuti vana vaye vanenge vaita pamuviri vachiri vadiki kana kuti vachizodzokera kuchikoro vanenge vachizoyamwiswa nana ambuya saka ndozvimwe zvavari kutaura handisi kuzva kuti vari kuti kudhara here kana ndo zviri kutoitika
aiwa kudhara uko vakanga vachiita chirongwa chacho kuma80s pavakabva kunyepe makumba
aiwa pakanaka
loke lusaqhubeka na uhlelo lolo
mina sengaphuma ku nutrition kusebenza le nutrition when ngeke ngatshwa yi UNICEF ukuthi ngiyesebenza eLesotho le South Africa so when we ngiyenza isintu kumbe isikhiwa ngifuna ngikhulumeni all right ngiyesintu ngiseLesotho nalakho ngazama ukuthi babuyele laba abantwana abalabo gogo ogogo bangababo kodwa eLesotho ngase siqalisa futhi into le kuthiwa i baby friendly hospitals breastfeeding initiative
lapha kwakusenziwani
lapha kwakusasithi umntwana angabelethwa khonapho kuhle kuintroduce ibonding khonapho eceda ukuqunywa yilokhu za alalise esifubeni sika nina for the bonding angakhala khonapho asha unina angamunyisa
yeah
ukwenzela ukuthi unina kona pana esa esenza ubuhlungu esenza umntwana hla amdixo ukwenzela ukuthi bahle bathandane lapha umama lomntana wakhe ngoba ngiyekela umama futhi
sasise
lomntwana abe lomntana kumntana akabe gezise siyabekwa ngale uyakuthi esebuya evele la engasamkhwabithi abe sesithi ukumunyisa kubuhlungu abe sithi kumunyisa kubuhlungu so sasizama lokuthi izibhedlela zona ngokwazo zihle zincedise umuntu obelethayo ukuthi ayenze njani abe amunyise umntwana lokho ngithe nginjalo ku United Nations
wathi ngubamba umlomo khona lapho isikhathi sethu
zwana independence
mahlangu isikhathi asisavumi wathi ngikunike umbuzo ohodwa kwakuthiwa nxa kuyikuthi uyamunyisa ungayalala kusemsebenzini kumbe ungayalala out akusamelanga uphenduke ubuye umunyise njalo kuyingozi okungakanani lokhu njalo kuyenzeka
na ngikunike example yami mina ngiyi-nutritionist ngaba lo mntanami ngangihamba ngiye ngaphi e-Ethiopia ngizahlala khona ngale 2 weeks engxenye kumbe a week ngenxa ngibuya ngimphume ngingaye England ngiyehlala amalanga sengibuya ngimphume Takuzange kube lani lokho ukuthi umntwana uyagula uchagula uba ngamasi ngari wena lokho ukhama uchago lakho kakulandaba
akulankingi
hayi inkinga kayikho
yeah
inkinga kuphela isengqondweni kami yomzali ukuthi hey umntana umntana sengimunyisile usushaya uvalo wena mina usesaba ubusumunyisa umntana wakho usesaba umntana azala alambe
yeah hayi isikadi yise singazavumi mahlanga
hayi ngunino wagule engqondweni
eh mahlanga isikadi azisavumi elokugcina kuthaza ke abasakhulayo ukuthi bamunyise eh sibe sezivalelisana
nxa befuna ukuba labantwana ababright abalengqondo ezikhaliphileyo ngabamunyise
yeah
hayi abantu abami ngabamunyisayo angithi angibamunyisa ngabonke ukufanele abanye labana ngangingakakwazi
yeah
labe ngabamunyisayo they are brilliant
yeah hayi mbongi sibongile kakhulu wa
I believe it
yeah sibongile kakhulu mahlanga.
Thank you very much, Honorable. Thank you so much for imparting, such wisdom. It's not often that we're hearing, from how things used to happen, but thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Ngiyabonga lawe ubelela ngayelihle ubingelele bonke laba ababelalele labo ingathi bangancedisa abanye. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi kulungile, mama.
PJ, we heard there from the young, modern, Yali ladies. Also yes. To the wise and tried and tested, the really invaluable experience there coming from Honorable. But I'm not sure what she actually said she's now doing in terms of, did she say she was poached to go somewhere else?
She worked under UNICEF and she went on to Lesotho and she established another program there of bonding between mothers and their children.
Mm-hmm.
But I also asked it a question because when I was growing up, it was taboo to sleep out or go for a week somewhere else and then come back and reintroduce breastfeeding.
And what did she say?
She said it doesn't matter.
Wow, exciting. Maybe the gates mboverenga zviri kutaura vatsigiri vedu hatina kukukanganwa iba tinokufarirai uyezve kana muchi live stream anesi kudai tinobva tafara tinasisi nyarai kamuchipiti vari kuti hello makadiko ikoko sisi Marvelous na sisi PJ aiwatiri wadi uyezve nhasi tanga tiri kutarisa zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano weMandela Washington Fellowship iko kuno kuWashington uko kwanga kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinokwana izvo 60 asi ipapo pane madzimai evanga vakaita half na half. I think 30-30, saka takaona zvechizvarwa cheZimbabwe koni achiwana iye mubairo wegrant yaachanoshandisa mubasa rake raanoita remanufacturing. Saka ndo zvimwe zvata tiri kukurukura, tiri kutarisazve breastfeeding week inorangarirwa iyo vhiki iro rino, ndo zvata tiri kutarisa. Thank you so much for having joined us, PJ.
Yeah, hayi siyalibonga lonke elenelise ukungena kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje ikakhulu unkosikazi Aaron Dlovu ungumongikazi kumbe owake waba ngumongikazi kanye lo Eunice Dlamini laye owakwaba ngumongikazi lo Honorable Tholakele Khumalo abasiphathise kakhulu ikakhulu kuhlelo lolu olomkhankaso wokukhuthaza abasakhulayo omama abasakhulayo kumbe omama asebezinzile ukuthi ngokuqakatheka ngokumunyisa umntwana ibele okwenyanga eziyisithupha zakuqala zempilo yakhe. Sibonge njalo lo nkanyezi yethu malunga ongeneke kuhlelo lapho sikhuluma ngalo mhlangano ogqitshwe ngapha ngase Washington owe Mandela Washington Fellowship labo abangene kulolu hlelo. Siyalibonga lonke eliphathisileyo kuhlelo lwethu. UPresident Jeremiah olibalelisayo sithi asibeke ithuba elifanayo iviki elizayo.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying, join us again next week on the Women's Roundtable.